Yesterday we ran through the Machlokes Habai v'Rava regarding Eid Zaymim L'Mafreihu Nifsal Amikana L'Habahu Nifsal. Just to review briefly, the concept of Chiddush is a technical term. The concept of Chiddush is Davar HaSoses HaKlal. That's the definition that Tosis gives in the first parak in Yevamos. Davar HaSoses HaKlal means an exception to the rule. The Tosis in Yevamos happens to be speaking about the Dam of the Korban Hasham Metzorah, that under normal conditions, the principle, the rule is that the Dam of Korbanos is used for the purpose of being Zorek on the Mizbeach. And the Shiori HaDam is Nishbach Al Yisoid HaMizbeach. You don't use any of the Dam for any other purposes. And the exception to the rule is the Dam from the Hasham Metzorah, that in addition to the Matonis on the Mizbeach and the Shvich Al Yisoid HaMizbeach for the leftover Dam, the Shiori HaDam, you use some of the dam for the matan behinus, for the bon yod haimonis, for the bon ragla haimonis, and so on. So here the Gemara considers the parsha of Eid Zaymim as a chiddush. In what sense is it a chiddush? It's a davar haseisas that's a klal. It's an exception to the rule. The rule usually is that whenever you have trei, you don't know who's telling the truth and who's telling a lie. So you can't say the posh of shat nigmar. You can't say that either pair of Edom is possible Edus. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. You can't say that either of the Kitei Edom is possible Edus. You can't really cross out the Edus. You can't put an X on the Haggadah's Edus that is not acceptable. You don't know whether this is to be accepted or that is to be accepted. We accepted that Haggadah's Edus. We accepted the other Haggadah's Edus. And in Edom Zaymimim, the Torah tells us a Chiddush, that we rely on the second pair of Edom. So the Pashtus is that everybody agrees that it's a Chiddush. I mentioned yesterday that the Tur, both in his commentary on Chumash and in the Chosha Mishpat and Hilchos Edus, the Tur understands that this point itself is Machlokes Habai v'Rava, that Rava thinks Eid Zaymim is a Chiddush, and Habai disagrees, Habai thinks that it's not a Chiddush. Why should it not be a Chiddush? Why isn't it mamish a case of Trey? Abai thinks that it's the same as Paslina Begazlanusa. If the second pair of Edom say testimony about the Gufam Shelha Edom Arishanim, about their persons, that they are Gazlanim, so the first pair of Edom can contradict him and say, you're telling a lie, we didn't rob the bank, we're not Gazlanim. So that's not called trade. The Halacha says if two Edom say I'm a Gazlan, and I say that you're lying, so they pass on me the Edom. So that's because Ein Barb Shalecha the Makom Mishan, because it's two against one. What if two Edom testify that Reuben and Shimon robbed the bank together? So then he called a trey. Then it's a suffix if they're possible. No, the Gemara says, if two Edom say about two other people that they robbed the bank, the second Edom on them on Paslina v'Gazanusa, why? That's not a trey. Because the first pair of Edom are not believed about themselves to say we are not Ganovim. They're the Balei Dvarim. We're discussing their status, whether they are Ganovim or not. So the others are believed. They themselves are not believed. So the Torah claims that with, according to Abai's opinion, the reason why Abai disagrees with Rav and he holds that L'mafreihu Nifsal, the reason why Paschal like Abai, is because Eid Zaymim is not a Chiddush. Because the second Edom are saying, on the group, what does Hazama mean? The Mishnah says, Ketzad, the Mishnah in the first parak of Makkah says, the only time you have a special din of Hazama is if the second Edom say, Imanu Hayisim Amakam Acher Boso Yom, you were with us. So the second pair of Edom are saying about the persons of the first two Edom. So the first Edom can't be believed to contradict them, to say, no, you're telling a lie, we were there. The second Edom say, you were not there, they're going to say that we were there. So the Torah says, no, since the second pair of Edom are saying about their persons, that they are considered Balei Dvarim, so they're not Nemanim on themselves, so that's not a Chiddush, that's a Davar Pashut, that the second pair of Edom are believed against the first pair of Edom. So the Nesivus is unhappy about this comment of the Torah. He thinks that it's not correct. He says, when the second Edom are saying that the first Edom are postulators, that they robbed the bank, or they're saying that they're Kroivim and they deny it, they say that not good, they say these two people are brothers, and they deny it, they say we're not brothers. So he's saying about the person of the persons, their goof of the first Edom, that they're brothers, or that they're Ganovim. So they're the Balei Dvarim, we're discussing them. They're the topic on, they're the Nidon, they're the topic on the discussion. But over here, the first Edom said, we were in Yerushalayim and Reuven murdered Shimon. The second Edom said, you weren't there, you were in New York. So what, that's a topic for discussion, whether they were in New York or they were in Eretz Yisrael. That's not a topic on discussion. The discussion is, did they see that Reuben killed Shimon? So they say, we were there and Reuben killed Shimon. There's a Haggadah say this. The second pair of Edom say, you can't accept the testimony of the first based on them, you wouldn't know whether Reuben killed Shimon because they weren't there. But that's not really an issue. We're not discussing where they were. That's not a topic. So the Nesivus is not happy with that. So he thinks that Bein Labai, Bein LaRava, it is considered a Chiddush. So what's the Machlekes Abai v'Rava? Rava says, Eilach Boel Meshas Chiddush of the Eilach, and Abai disagrees. So what is the point of disagreement? So we explained yesterday, based on the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara, you see that it's a double machlekes abai v'rova. That's what there's a little marsho, and Ein Gimla Man Aleph who points this out. The Sheet Mekubetzes has it already before the marsho. There's one machlekes. From what moment in time on do the Edim become posel Edus? So Abai says lemafreya, from the moment that they finish giving the Haggadah Edus. While they were in the middle of giving the Haggadah Edus, they don't yet become posel Edus. They become posel Edus after completing the avera. The Eid Zayman becomes possible because he did an Avera. One who does an Avera becomes possible. So the Gemara says the Eid Zayman becomes possible because he did the Avera of giving Eid Sheker. So he didn't finish the Avera until he completes giving the whole Haggadah Seder. Rashi and Tosfos both point out, and I give him a Medalef, that calls man that he's in the middle of the Haggadah Seder, even after he finishes Terech de Dibur, he always has the ability to back out. That's a Gemara Ksubas like that, Beferish. Calls man that he's in the middle of the Haggadah Seder, still Terech de Dibur, after he can still back out. So the Eid Zayman of the Machrehu Nifsal means from the moment after he finished giving the Haggadah Seder. And Robert disagrees and he says, no, Mikana Lahabahu Nifsal. A month after they gave the Haggadah Seder, the second pair of Edim came and the Amazim, the first pair. So Mikana Labo, from now on, the first Edim become Pasal, not Lamafre. That's one Machloikis. Whether Lamafre or Mikana Labo. Then the Gemara has Ein Gimel Amanal, another Machloikis. If the original pair of Edim said Gona V'Tovach, and now when Mazim them, they said Gona V'Tovach Ter Kedei Dibur. And we have a principle, Edushit Bat Mitzos Bat Lekulam. If someone gave a whole Haggadah Seder and part of it cannot be accepted, so you can't accept part and reject part. If part of it cannot be accepted, you have to reject the whole Haggadah Seder. So if two witnesses come and they come on Sunday because they go to work every day and they can't come, Haggadah Seder has to be by Yom. And they say, we're coming on Sunday, we're going to give you Haggadah Seder on three different cases. Reuben killed Shimon and Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda. And Yisachar ate chazer. So that's never, even if it's all Terech Kedei Dibur, you don't say Terech Kedei Dibur, Kedei Dibur is one big Haggadah Seder. There are different Edus, different Haggadahs, everything is unrelated, even though it's all Terech Kedei Dibur. But over here, the Gemara does say that there is a problem of Dova V'loi Chatzi Dova. We learned that Afayin Omen Aleph, going over Tamid Beis. The Haggadah Seder and Tovach should really be considered a Chatzi Dovar with respect to the Chiyuv Dala Dehei. So the Gemara explained why it's not. The Gemara drayed their way out of it. The Mishnah says it's not a problem, so that's the halacha. But why should it have been considered a Chatzi Dovar? So the Pashtus is, you see in the Gemara, that the Mechayiv of Dala Dehei is the combination, it's a composite Mechayiv, the Geneva with the Tvicha, or the Geneva with the Mechira together. So that's why the Gemara considers over here, if a pair of Edim say Gona V'Tovach, see if they say today Gona and they say tomorrow Tovach, two different Haggadah Seders, so you can't say if you're mazin them on the Tovach, it's going to be Eidu Shabbat Mitzos about the Kula. They gave the two Haggadahs at two different times. But if they give the whole one big Haggadah Bevasach as Gona, Betovach, or Machar, or Bevasach as Terkid Edibur, if you assume Terkid Edibur Kedibur Domi, okay? So if they give the whole Haggadah Seder Bevasachas, and you'll assume Terkid Edibur Kedibur Domi, so if the Haggadah Seder on the Tovach will be canceled, if you cross it out with a big X, Tam Shia, you'll ascertain that they were Kraven at that time, or they were Rishoyim at that time, or it's Eidu Sheker. So you'll ascertain somehow or another that you have to cancel that Haggadah Seder. They almost say Eidu Shabbat themselves about the Kula, even the Haggadah Seder that they said on the Gonav will also not be accepted. So the Gemara quotes a machlekes satanoim, whether you say batu mitzos about lekula, if huzmo who edim harishonim on the tovach, do you say that the edus that they gave on the gonav is also batul or not? So the Gemara says, what does it depend on? It also depends on the machlekes abai v'rova. Why? According to Abaye, we say we believe. Here's really the punchline. According to Abaye, both of them agree that it's a chiddush. Eid Zayman is a chiddush. But they argue, what's the nature of the Chiddush? So Abai holds the nature of the Chiddush is that the second pair of Edom have namanas and the first pair of Edom do not have namanas. So the second pair has namanas to be mevarer that the first pair gave Edom sheker. So if you have a birur, so a birur is always igloy milsel mafreya, that they gave Edom sheker, they did an aveira a month ago. So they'll be posel mila mafreya. And number two, because the nature of the chiddush is that the second pair have namanas, so we cross out the Haggadah Seder that the first one say on Tavach HaMachar. We say it's been nizbar that that's Eidah Sheker. We crossed it out. So once you crossed it out, so even the Haggadah Seder that they said on Gonav, that's Eidah Shabbat L'Mikzas, about L'Kulam. Mashenikin, if you all like Rava says Eidzaimim is a chiddush, but he doesn't agree with Habai that the nature of the chiddush is that we give namanas to the second pair. The chiddush is that we are noheg in accordance with the second katedim. So Rava says, first of all, whenever you have a din hanhoge, you have not ascertained what the facts are. Not only it would have been a trey, it's still a trey. Even after the parsha of Eid Zaymim, that we rely on the second pair of Edom, it's still bottomless, still a trey. We still don't know who's telling the truth. But the Torah tells us we should be noheg in accordance with the second pair of Edom if they gave the Haggadah Seder in a fashion of hazara. So Rava says, number one, if you're being noyig, if it's only a din hanhoga, then it's only noyig mikara labo. Din hanhoga are not chal lemafreya. And number two, if it's only that you're noyig in accordance with the second pair of Edom, so you never really, it's still a trey. You still don't know who's telling the truth. The halacha just says you should be noyig in accordance with the second pair. So the Haggadah Seder is that the first pair of Edom said on Tovach HaMachar was never crossed out. Everything is still up in the air. We don't know who's telling the truth and who's telling a lie. So since it was never, it's still a trey. So since it was never crossed out, so you can't say Edu Shabbatla Mitzosa Batla Kula. It was never Batla. Just that in a case of a trey, it can't function. You don't know whether they're telling the truth or they're telling the truth. So you can't function, but you don't function based on the Haggadah Seder on Tavach HaMachar. But it doesn't really mean that it was determined that it's wrong. So this is what we learned yesterday. So the Gemara quoted a machlekes hatanoim and a brisa on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, at what point kitanoi? Should I say that this machlekes Abaye v'Rava, whether on the nature of the chiddush of Eid Zaymim, that Abaye holds the nature of the chiddush is that we give namanas to the second kat. We give namanas to the second kat, so it's igloi milsalem afreya, that the first kat gave Eid Sheker at the time that they gave the Haggadah Seder. So then the Mafreyon is, so according to Abaye, we have to cross out the Haggadah Seder that they said on the Tavach HaMachar. It's been established that that was Eidah Sheker. Established that it's Eidah Sheker. So then you say, Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzos, Shabbat L'Kul, even the Haggadah and the Gonav is also cancelled. So this is how...
Going back to Kosher, you have this case and there would be Machish to speak, you would say Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzos, Shabbat L'Kul.
That's what you see from the Gemara of Beferish. You would not say Batla Mitzos. It was never Batla. It was never butler. That's Edim Shehukhashu Hakoshe is not called butler. It may be that it's true. We don't know whether it's true or it's not true. We can't function. So Rava says, even after Hazam, it's still only the same as Hakoshe. Exactly the same as Hakoshe. Hakoshe, we are Makabal Day Radis, we're Makabal Day Radis, and we don't know what to do. But it's not that we don't cross out any Haggadah Seder. We can, the Bezna's paralyzed, they can't function.
Really? Places? And Ein Bezu and Bezu, that's a stira in Rava, that Rava and Baba Basra seems to hold that everything is batal.
Yeah.
So Tosis in his answer, when he's mechalik, so he seems to say that by Gneva and Tvicha, that it's not Kulacha de Edus.
They're two different amounts of money. Yeah, as opposed to there in Baba Basra, they're talking about one field. Does the field belong to him or not? So the same two Edim say, number one, that it used to belong to his grandfather and his great-grandfather. We lived in the neighborhood forever, and everybody in the neighborhood knows that it belongs to this man. And number two, that he ate Achilles Peres there for 3 years. So he's talking about the same karka, mamash. He says the karka belongs to him because of two reasons. Over here, they're saying two different things. That Gonav, he passed to pay Karen and Kefo, and Tavach HaMachar. Yeah.
But we're saying when you need Shabbat HaMachar would be one.
It's considered one Edus, yeah. Because the Gemara says it's really a Chatzi Dover. So that's it. If they're going to say Haggadah Seder on Reuven and on Shimon and on Yisachar, all Terech Kedidi, but that doesn't make it into one Haggadah Seder. The separate Edus and separate Haggadahs, everything is separate. It wouldn't help that it's Terech Kedidi. You wouldn't say Terech Kedidi, Kedidi, Dami, Batam, Exos, Batam, Kulat. They're totally unrelated. But over here, it has to be related to be considered one big Haggadah Seder to say Batam, Exos, Batam, Kulat. So here it is related. But you'll only say batul mitzvahs batul kula if the two haggadahs were given techidei dibur of each other. If they're given at different times, they say the same two witnesses testify gonav, and a week later the same two witnesses testify the tovach hamachar, then you can't say batul mitzvahs batul kula. It's a different haggadah seidus. But if they would say a techidei dibur of each other and you hold techidei dibur kedibur dami, so then it's shaykh to discuss batul mitzvahs batul kula. So if you hold like Rava, that it's a chiddush means that it's only trade, it's a haklasha, then you can't say batla miktosa. The miktosa was never batla. It just, you don't function based on that. Can't do anything based on what they said. The bezin is paralyzed, they can't function. But it's not that the haggadah on tavach macha was batla. So that's how the Gemara suggested the pshat and the machloikis hatanaim. The tanaim and the brisa didn't explain what's the point of dispute. The Gemara in the middle of the Gemara says kitanoi. They quote the machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakam. What didn't explain? So the Gemara is suggesting this is the pshat. Everybody agrees that terkadei diba kadiba domi. And everybody agrees that the edus on the gonav and edus on the tovach, if testified, terkadei diba can blend in together to be considered one big edus. Otherwise, if it's edus on Reuven and edus on Shimon, it doesn't help if you say everything terkadei diba. It's not going to make it into one edus that you say batlum itzos batlum kul. And the whole point of the dispute is, was it ever batlum? If the chiddush is like Rava says, it's a chiddush in Hanhoga, so the miktsas was never batla. If the chiddush is like Abai, that you give them honest to the second kateidim, then it's called batla miktsas. So the Gemara says, not necessarily so. Who says that that's the point of machloikas? Maybe the machloikas hatanoim is Amri, three lines from the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Iter kedidiba kedidiba domi dekuli amala mafreyahu nifso. You're right. If everyone would have assumed that was given in the pshat before, that everybody agrees terkadidiba kediba dami, and everybody subscribes to the principle of edus shabatla mitzosa batla kula, and the edus on the tvicha can blend in with the edus on the geneva, that it should be considered one big edus if you all terkadidiba, and the machlekes is whether the mafrehu nifsa mikam ham. So Gemara says, who says? No, maybe the yoylem if terkadidiba kediba dami, everybody would agree like abaye le mafrehu nifsal, and then you would say batla mitzosa. The chiddush is that we believe the second kind. We believe them, so the haggadah on the tavach hamachar is batla. Elohacha b'tech de diba kama fligi. The machlekes is whether you say tech de diba ki diba dami or not. Does it blend in to be considered one haggadah say this or not? Yeah. So let's just discuss a little bit this then. Where do we have tech de diba ki diba dami? So it says on the side of the Gemara, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, on the right-hand margin, they give you a lot of cross-references. So all the famous Gemaras talk about a person took a neder and he backs out terkadei dibur. Took a shvu and he backs out terkadei dibur. A person made a kinyan and he backs out terkadei dibur. If he gets married and he backs out under the chuppah, after he says Hariyat Makudash, backs out terkadei dibur, he gives a get to his wife and he backs out after giving the get terkadei dibur. The Gemara says those are the two exceptions to the rule. Terkadei dibur, he cannot back out from git and kiddushin, although he can back out from kinyonim and the Dorim and the Shavuos. What is it all based on? What is Terka Didibur Kedibur based on? So the Pasha Pshat and the principle of Terka Didibur is given by the Ran in the end of the Dorim, that Daf Daf Pezai. The Ran says that it's based on Toys, that if the person makes a Kinyan, then he backs out Terka Didibur, said Tzigloi Muslim Afreya, that he wasn't thinking his original agreement, but he made the Kinyan, was not really the Yishav Adas. The guy backs out so quickly. If he makes a kinyan today, backs out tomorrow, he backs out an hour later. So he had das now, and he changed his mind later. But if he made a kinyan and he backs out terkei de dibur, how can you say that he's changing his mind? It's like Lloyd Milson Mafreya, he never really made up his mind in the first place to make this kinyan or to take this neder. So that's based on a neder b'toris, or a kinyan b'toris. Toris means when there's a lack of das. There was no yeshiva das, so there was a lack of das. All right, so how come you can't back out from gitin v'kiddushin? In gitin v'kiddushin, you certainly need das, so that Ran gives his psychological explanation and Abdul Mulayim gives a halachic explanation. Ran gives sort of a psychological explanation. He says, Git Mikedushin are such serious matters, people don't make jokes, people don't fool around about that. People fool around sometimes, they tell a girl Hariat Mukudeshously and they give a ring, they don't mean it. They think it's a joke, they don't realize that they did Kiddushin. But let's say a guy really does Kiddushin. He marches down the yard, they sent that wedding invitation, he marches down with a tuxedo. The girl's wearing a gown and he gives her the ring and then he says, Terkadei Dibur, after Hariyat Mekudeshes, they are back out. So the Ran says, because Gitni Kiddushin are such serious matters, so it doesn't make sense to say that it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, that he never had a Yeshiva Das. You have to say no, he really had a Das when he did it in the first place, and he backed out. Now, there's never backing out. There's no such thing. The Ran holds, there is no such halacha as backing out Turk the Dibur. The halacha doesn't exist. The ability to back out from a kinyan or from a neder or a shvur Turkey de Dibur is because it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that there never was a Gemiras Das in the first place. That's a chokha, there never was das. But the Ran says there is no such din that you can make a chazorah terk de dibur. Whenever you do a chazorah terk de dibur, it's an indication that there was a lack of das in the first place. So that's the Ran's explanation. Interesting explanation. He denies he says it's not a din. Terk de dibur, kidibidami enables you to back out, is not a din. There's no such halacha. It's a psychological umdine that's a glory Muslim afreya. He never really had a full das, with the exception of Gitmi Kiddushin. That's the Ran's explanation.
Has that worked by Kriya?
Right, that Gemara seems to indicate not so. That's what I want to discuss. Mm-hmm. Right. The Avne Miluim tries to explain it a little differently. He wants to say that there is a din of Terch Kedibu Kedibu Dami. There is a din of Chazara. They're not all psychology. The Ran explains everything with psychology. Avne Miluim wants to say no. Sometimes we have a din of Kiddushin, Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Sometimes a person expresses das and he can even back out a month later from the das. Let's say a man says harem, they're in college and they got a boy and the girl are going to graduate in June and they have no time to live together now. Each one has to study for their exams. So the boy gives the girl a ring and says harem ukadeshesli the day after finals, the day after graduation. So the kedushin won't be chal until the day after graduation. So what if either he or she backs out? So we paskan like Rabbi Yechanan. Gemara in Kiddushin has a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish. So we paskan like Rabbi Yechanan. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. He can back out from the das. Dibur means das, an expression of das. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. The later das can back out the expression of das that he had in the very beginning, and it'll come out that the Kiddushin is not chal because it's lacking das. So that's only osi dibur mevatel dibur is only possible if he made a Kiddushin lachalamid. So the chalois didn't take effect yet. So we consider it now. What do we consider it as if you have? So Rabbi Yechon says, the kiddushin that he did now, you don't say that he did a maisi kiddushin and the chalois didn't take effect. We consider it as if it's not even a maisi kiddushin until it comes the Yom Lamed, until it comes the day after graduation. We consider it as if he only expressed das kiddushin. So a later das can cancel the earlier das. So the Avne Miluim learns that that's the din of Chazar Tuch De Dibur. There is a din. Not like the Ran suggests that there is no such thing as Chazar Tech De Dibur. The whole thing is a psychological umdene, Gloy Muslim Afreya, he never had Das. No. The Das that he had B'Shas Maisa was a good Das. And there's a din of Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. The later Das can back out from the, can cancel the earlier Das. But that's only if it's Tech De Dibur. Tech De Dibur Kedibur Domi. So then you're left with the Maisa Kinyan without any Das. But why is by Kitmi Kedushin, why shouldn't it be the same? So if you're not working with psychological explanation, working with halacha, so why doesn't halacha apply to Gitni Kedushin? So the Avne Miluim wants to say, because by Gitni Kedushin you need a stronger das. This halacha that the later das can back out, you can back out with the later das from the earlier das, as long as it's Terkei De Dibur, and the Meila will be considered a Maisa without das, so that's only if it's a lower level of das, like Nidorim and Shvuas, or like Kinyonim. But in the areas of Gitmi Kedushin where the halacha requires a stronger das, then he says that's a pechina of loyasi dibur mevatel maisa. Osi dibur mevatel dibur is only if it's a plain level of das. A higher level of das is not. This is the pashup pshat. Let's see. The first pshat, the way the Ran said, that's the pashup pshat in the Gemara in Nozir. In Maseches Nozir, there's a perek that begins with the word Beishamai. Name of the perek is perek Beisham. There's a machleket Beisham and Bisil. A man took a net in Naziris based on a mistake. Let's say his father is an undertaker. And father's so wealthy, he thought that he won't have to go into the business. So he mekabel a net in Naziris. And Nazir is not allowed to be metam lemesim. So he thought it's not going to be neged to him. Or not allowed to drink wine. So he wasn't interested in drinking any wine. Then he has to have a job. He has to make a living. He has to be a wine taster or something. So he has to drink wine. He has no choice. Or something like that. So, or let's say a person took a net in the Ziris, he's going to bring so many carbonas at the end. And then he finds out that he had no money. He can't afford to be a Nazir. It's impossible. So what's the din if a person took a neder in the Ziris Mamish Betoyas? The neder, B'shas Maisim, when he made the neder, there was an error. He was missing a certain piece of information. If he would have known that information, he would have never have made the neder in the first place. A neder in the Ziris Betoyas. So this machlek is B'sham and B'sil. So B'sil will say that Toyas is Mavatl every neder in the world, including neder in the Ziris. And B'shamai say no. B'shamai proved their point from the institution of Temurah. The Torah has it in, if a person is Magdash a carbon, then he decides that's too expensive a carbon. I'd rather replace it with a less expensive one, and I'll eat the more expensive carbon. Or the reverse, he donated a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and he decides that's not bekovedik enough, he wants to give something better. So it says in the Chumash, Leach lefeinu tov bara or rabatov, whether he's switching it for better or for worse, he's not allowed to. So that's an aveira to make such a declaration. Harezu, tachazu, for better or for worse, that's already an aveira, and you get malchus for making such a declaration. Mishnah says get once malchus. Tosis says bother with the kasha. How come you don't get twice malchus? Leach lifenu, velo yamaros, it should be counted as two love. But the Mishnah says sofik is harboim. You get once malchus. So the Bisham and the Bisilul are bothered with a question. The pasuk says vahayuhu is marasa yakodesh. It says the fellow thought that he will succeed in switching the Kedusha's carbon from this animal to the other animal. Then it says in the Torah it's not going to work. They both remain, the original one, the initial one remains Kodesh, and the new one also becomes Kodesh. Wait a minute, that he ask him. You tell him the din is that they're both Kodesh. Say, wait a minute, that's not what I reckoned on. If I would have known they're both going to become Kodesh, I would have kept my mouth shut. Bad enough, I would have left the first one. I wasn't interested in donating another one. I wanted to substitute the second one in place of the first one. So the act of Temura is really a toys. The whole act of Temura was based on a toys. He thought that the halacha allows him, permits him to do this. If he would have realized that it's not going to work, he would never have said Harezu Tachazu. So it says in the Torah that nonetheless, the Temura is chal. So you see the Temura is chal b'toys. See that the Temura is chal b'toys. So one could have explained that the Pshat, that's what it says in the Chumash. Temura is chal b'toyas. So the shayla is, what does that mean? It means the hakdosha b'toyas is chal. Harezu tachazu is a hakdosha. A magdish, the second one, instead of the first one. I want the first one to be yotze l'cheiris. And it's clear that if I would have known that they're both going to remain kodesh, I would never have made this declaration. And nonetheless, the halacha says that my hakdosha takes effect. My hakdosha makes the second one kodesh. Well, no, my hakdosha is a hakdosha b'toyas. Absolutely nothing was chal. The Torah declares, sort of as an onesh, as a punishment, the Torah, the halacha declares that the second one becomes kodesh, but not based on what I said. So that's the question, what's the pshat in the institution of Temur? So the Gemara has an explicit discussion of this point. So Beis Shammai say, the pshat in the Chumash is that his hakdosha b'toyas is chal. And the behema shniyah becomes kodesh because of his hakdosha. And from here, Beis Shammai derived that hegdish toyas havi hegdish. Let's say a man is a very wealthy person and he's makdish to Beis HaMikdash $1 million. Then he finds out that he just lost all of his... Before he took his neder, he didn't have a cell phone with him. So he finds out now that he just lost, an hour ago, just lost all of his riches. All he has is $500,000. And he just gave $1 million to Hegdish. He's left with mamish nothing. He doesn't have anything left. So that's clearly a neder b'toyas. A hegdish b'toyas. He thought that he's donating less than 1%. People don't give so much money to charity. He thought he's a multi-billionaire. He's donating $1 million to hegdish. So big deal. It's nothing. A drop in the bucket. Turns out that that's more than he possesses. So Beis Shammai say hegdish toyas avi hegdish. They derive it. They learn out chilas hegdish from self hegdish. Just like temura is chal b'toyas, so too hakdosh is chal b'toyas. And not only hegdish b'toyas is chal, Naziris b'toyas is also chal. From all the Nadarim in the whole wide world, Naziris is the only one that's treated like Hegdish, because it says Kadoshi hiyeh gadel peres arosh. So it says that Naziris, he's considered, when he says Hareni Nazir, what he's doing is he's Makdish himself, Bikdushas Nazir. So since we derive Chilas Hegdish misof Hegdish, so Ned and Naziris is also chal b'toyas. So that's the Perik b'shamay. B'shamay yomrim, if a person in the end of Nazir, if a person is Mekabel Ned and Naziris based on false information, he made a mistake. So Bishamai say the ned the betoris is chal. The Meila, the Gemara says, according to Bishamai, you will never have the institution of Hataras Nedarim by Naziris. Because the whole idea of Hataras Nedarim is that the Bezin Paskins, that it's a neder betois. Sometimes we declare the neder is a neder, let's say a person takes a neder. Sometimes the neder is betois, you don't even need a hetachachem. The Mishnah has in Nedarim such a case. A fellow comes home, and he didn't have his glasses on, and he sees that there are ganavim taking out the food from his refrigerator, and they're sitting and making a party. They're eating up all of his food. So he starts to, he gets so excited, he starts to scream, and he says, I yasser everything beneder on everybody. No one's allowed to eat. Then he puts on his glasses. It turns out that it's his wife, his father, his brothers, his children, his own family. He always lets them eat. He thought they were going to have him eating. So turns out it's a neder betos. So that neder betos, you don't even, Bishil will say, that neder betos, you don't even need any hatar. That's mamish a neder betos. Then sometimes you have a toys. It wasn't really a toys, b'shas ma'aseh. Let's say Rabbi Akiva's father-in-law was so upset when his daughter Rachel married Kalbus Avu, was a very wealthy man. He was a very religious man, and he had respect for rabbis. And he was so upset when his daughter married this Amharitz, his daughter married Rabbi Akiva, so he took a neder. She's not allowed to get any hana from his property. Then the son-in-law went to learn in the yeshiva for 24 years and became the biggest of all the Tanaim. So the Gemara says that they were mataneda. They said, if you would have realized that your son-in-law is going to become such a big Talmid Chacham, would have become a Talmid Chacham, would you have made a neda? He says, no, we'd never have made a neda. That's not really called a neda b'tois. Neda b'tois is at the time that he took the neda, there was a tois, that it's an umdir in the muchach, that he would never have wanted the neda. Here at the time that he took the neda, the shidduch was awful. It was a miserable shidduch. But later on, after 24 years, he says, wow, if I would have realized what's going to turn out from this son-in-law, I would have never made the neder. So that's a chiddush that you can make a hataras nedarim. Bez nikles, a neder is a neder b'tos. On its own, the neder doesn't fall apart. You declare it as a neder b'tos. So if Beishamai hold that hegdish b'tos, havi hegdish, even if there was a tos b'shas maise, it doesn't cancel the hakdosh, and it doesn't cancel the neder and the zeris, because it's also hegdish. So you can't have a hataras nedarim either. So then the Gemara says there in Perek Beishamai, there's a third point of dispute between Beishamai and Bisil. Can you have chazara toich kedei dibur? The person says hareni nazir. Oh yeah, I changed my mind. He says I'm a kabbalah, I'm have myself ned and naziris, and then toich kedei dibur he backs out. Can you have chazara toich kedei dibur? So according to Beishilo, that a neder betois is not chal, even a neder naziris is not chal betois, a chazar tech didibah makes it into a tois. Now, Shaini can, according to Beishamai, what does it help that you make into a neder betois? A hegdish tois is also havi hegdish, so no chazar tech didibah. So the Gemara says that all three are the same thing. A toris and dorim is based on bezin declaring it as a neder betois. That's why a chacham ekar a neder meikora, because it turns out the neder was a neder betois, so it was never chal, it was never binding. And Chazar Tech Nedib is also based on a Nedib Torah. So the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara there in Nazir sounds like the Ran. The simple Pshat sounds like the Ran. That Chazar, the Ran in the Dorm Daf Pezayin that we mentioned earlier, that the concept, the whole principle of Chazar Tech Nedib by Nedorim and by Kinyonim is based on the concept of Tois. If psychologically, if he backs out Tech Nedib, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreh, he never really had the full Gemiras Das at the time. That he made the neder, that he made the kinyan. So there was a lack of das, so that's why it's declared as a neder b'tos. If you hold like the Abnei Miluim, that there is a din of chazar tech nedib, but there is such halacha, not that it's a psychological the loy milsalam afreya, that it never had das. Abnei Miluim says, no, it's a din, osi dibur mabatal dibur. If you back out tech nedib, then you can pull out the das. So why is that connected with the machlokes b'shamah and b'silu? So Poshup, the simple reading of the Gemara and Nazir sounds like the Ran, that the din of Chazar Tech Dibur is identical with the din of Tois. Koin Kadav Milum, you'll have to kvetch a little bit. You'll have to say that it's a hashvah. It's not exactly the same. It's a comparison. That just like Tois usually cancels a kinyan, whenever you have a maisa that needs das, the tois cancels it. So just like there's a din that tois cancels, so there's another din that chazar tech de dibur can cancel also. But it's not necessarily identical with tois. So according to Beishamai, that Torah doesn't cancel. So Chazar Tachdedi, but doesn't cancel either. You have to say it's a hashvah, it's an extension. But according to the Ran, the Gemara reads very simply. Chazar Tachdedi was Hainu Hach with Torah. It's exactly the same thing. It's a glory Muslim affair that never was thus. So this explanation, this is a marvelous explanation. So you get to Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara in Baba Kama in the Talmud Bavli and Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says that if a person makes tamura, let's see, we didn't finish up Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai say, Yalfinan Tchilas Hegdish Misof Hegdish. Beis Shammai say that just like tamura is a Hegdish Betois. And nonetheless, the Torah says, Baha Yehus Maras, Yekodish. And Beis Shammai, you understand that the second behemoth becomes Kodesh because of the Hagdosha of the farmer. He said, Harezu Kachazu, his Hegdish is Chal, even though it was Betois, he thought that it's going to replace the first one. If he realized that he's going to be stuck, both are going to be Korban and Mizbech, he would never have said it. So nonetheless, the Torah says that his Hagdosha is Chal. So Beshami Dirafim here, Tchilos Hegdish, Misaf Hegdish. The question is, Beisil don't accept that opinion. The Gemara's Lashon is, Beisil ho lo yafin and Tchilos Hegdish, Misaf Hegdish. So that's the question, what does that mean? Is that because Beis Hillel disagreed with the whole initial premise in the Pshat and the Chumash, that the Tmura is Chal not because of his Hagdosha, it's the Knas HaTorah. The Torah declares that the Hagdosha, not because his Hagdosha is a Chal. Hagdosha B'Tois is never Chal, even Sof Hagdosh. Hagdosha B'Tois is never Chal. It's just Halacha that it's a Knas HaTorah. Is that the Pshat in the Beis Hillel? So it's a fundamental machlek, is Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What's pshat in the pasuk? How does it become tamura? Is it because of my hagdasha? That's what Beis Shammai hold. And the mele they hold, yafin atchilos hegdish misof hegdish. Misil will say no. Even sof hegdish hagdasha betoes is not chal. It's a knas hatar because he violated the aver. That's how some rishonim say. And the Rambam understands explicitly. The Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam says no. Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai that the way tamura is chal is because of the Hagdosha Sagavra. Despite the fact that the Hagdosha was Betois, here it's a Chiddush HaTorah. Chiddush means Dav HaSais HaSaklal. It's an exception to the rule that usually Hegdish Betois loy have a Hegdish, but Sof Hegdish is Chal Betois. The Rambam is explicit. The Rambam says that from the Gemara there's a concept of Hatfasa. Hatfasa is usually by Nidor. Let's say a person, the doctor tells me he has to go on a diet. His wife tells me he has to go on a diet. Doesn't need the doctor. So he takes a neder, these cookies are rasa b'achila. Then the wife says, but I don't want you to eat ice cream either. So he says, the ice cream should be like the cookies. Then she says, shouldn't eat potato chips either. So he says, potato chips should be like the ice cream. So that's called hatfasa. He only made an initial neder, accept upon myself a neder, that the cookies are going to be rasa b'achila. Then the next step is hatfasa. I say the ice cream should be the same as the cookies. Then he says the potato chip should be the same as the ice cream. That's a hatfasa and a hatfasa. So that's a concept of hatfasa. So the Rambam writes, an interesting Rambam, based on the Gemara, you can dingzach. The Rambam says that hatfasa not only applies to Nidorim, that's the famous Gemara, it's always talk about Nidorim. The Rambam has hatfasa by Hegdish. A person makes an animal a korban oilo. Then he says on another animal, zu kazu. He doesn't say zu tachazu. He says zu tachazu. He did an avera making tmura. Vayuhus marasu yakodesh. They're both going to be kodesh. He doesn't say zu tachazu. He says zu kazu. So the Rambam writes that just like there's a din of hatfasa by Nidorim, so too there's a din of hatfasa by Hegdish. And even if he made a mistake, the Rambam says, sorry, sof Hegdish. Even Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that Sof Hegdish is Chal B'Tois. Now he's not talking about a case of Tmura. He's talking about a case of a Hagdosha Hatfasa. Hagdosha Odei Hatfasa. And the Rambam writes in Erech HaMacharamin that the Hagdosha Odei Hatfasa is Chal even though it's a Tois. So the Rambam understood that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agreed the same Pshat in the Pasuk V'Hoyuhus Marasa Yerkoidish that Besof Hegdish it's Chal B'Tois. Beis Hillel hold Lo Yafina Tchilos Hegdish Besof Hegdish Beis Shammai hold Yes Yafina. The Shita Mukubetzes on the first daf in Tmura, that base on the base, suggests at least and have a meaning in the Gemara. Suggests at one point that Beis Hillel disagree fundamentally with the Beis Shammai. That Beis Hillel disagree. They hold that even Misaf Hegdish is not that the Hagdosh is Chal, even though it's Betoyes. It's a Knas HaTorah because the Gemara there has a discussion regarding a Mufla Samach Liish. Mufla Samach Liish means a child before a year before Bar Mitzvah, a year before Bas Mitzvah. Mufla HaSamach Liish. Ish means that after Bar Mitzvah, and the Mufla means is Yadel HaHaflos, is Yadel Lishem Minod, or Lishem Higdush. Ish kiafli, isha isha kiafli, linda neda nozel lahazel Hashem. What does it mean kiafli? The Rashi says yifarish bisvasav parley balavs. Parley is to talk, no? Parley-vous français. So Rashi writes that the ish kiafli is yifarish bisvasav. So the pasuk says isha isha kiafli, linda neda nozel lahazel Hashem. So the Gemara says adrosha, that pashup shat, we know what it means. He takes a net and the zeros. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Ish means if the bar mitzvah, kiafli, if he's a mufla hasamachli ish, if he's yodeli, if he knows what he's talking about. Yafli means to talk. If the kid within a year before bar mitzvah, the girl before the year before bas mitzvah, yodeli shemi, no de shemi higdish, that's called mufla hasamachli ish. It's right before they become bar mitzvah. So the Hakdosh is Chal. The Gemara has a Machlekes, whether that's the Reis of the Rabbanim, Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbit had a Paskin, whether this institution of Mufla Samachlish is the Reis of the Rabbanim. So the Gemara on the first daf in Temura is working on the assumption that Mufla Samachlish is a Din Reis. So the Gemara wants to know, what if the kid, the year before Bar Mitzvah, he's Magdash Korban? So that's Mufla Samachlish, that's Chal Min HaTorah, according to this opinion. And then the kid says, Harezu Tachazu. Would you say that Amufla Samach Liish was only Nischadish for Hegdish? Or is even Nischadish for Tmura as well? So what's the tzad to say that not? So the Shitim Kubetzes writes on the side of the Gemara, because the Sof Kol Sof, the kid is a La Baronshit. And the Pasuk that says, Vahayu Smarasi Yakadish is a Knas HaTorah. The Torah is penalizing the kid. He's learning the Shitim Betz is learning Pshat and Besila that they disagree with Beisham Alei Afin and Tchilas Hegdish Misof Hegdish, because in Sof Hegdish it's not that Hegdish Betois is Chal Besof Hegdish. No, even Besof Hegdish at Tois would be Mevatla Hagdosha, not like the Rambam understood. But it's just that if he violated the Avera of Temura, then the Torah introduces a Knas. The Knas only applies to one as a Baronshin. If the child is a Mufla Samach Liish, he can make Hegdish, but he's not a Baronshin. He doesn't deserve any penalties. Yeah, that's a discussion by a pchor. Who can make tumura on the? No one is allowed to make tumura on pchor. But if they make tumura, it's chal. So the question: who can make tumura on the pchor? The farmer in whose bias it was, whose farmer was born, or the kohen to whom you give it? That's a different shaila in the Tanoim. Here the kid is based by him. Yeah, why not? He's the owner of the farm. He has the ability. He was Magdish, the original Ola. And then he says, Harezu Tachazu. Yeah, why not? That's based by him. I didn't know what you were driving at. He is the Bailam from the beginning to the end. There is no other Bailam. No. If he doesn't own the animal, so he's not a Balabas to be Magdish. He's not, I can't make Tumura on your animal. I can't be Magdish your animal. I can't make Tumura on your animal, from your animal, to your animal. In order to make Tumura, it has to belong to me. So the whole discussion on that base on the base in Tumura about the Kot Mufa Samlish means the little kid, he's a Yasam. His father died and left him a big farm, and the little kid is running the farm. He owns these animals. So he is the base Abaylam. He is the owner, yeah. But he's not the owner, there's no din of Tumura.
When Rabbi says the difference between Chazar Tov, the Dibor, and then versus the idea of Taus, when we say this in Din of Mamdos, we also make a difference between that. There's a Taus. Versus Kolchoser Yodo Al Tachton. But if it's a King Taus, everyone just gets back what they serve, unless they make the deal out of it.
Kolchoser Yodo Tachton is a different thing. Let's say I agree to teach in yeshiva for a year. Then Bernie Lander gets me and I leave in the middle of the year. So Mr. Joel doesn't have to pay me the full salary. I mean, I left. It's not a shayla chazor. I left. Goodbye. I'm not here. So the shayla is, how much salary does Mr. Joel have to pay me? They promised me whatever. So kol ha-chazor, if I backed that and I didn't do the job, so yari yala tachtoino. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. No, we're talking about chazorah toch kedei dibur. A guy made a kinyan and he backs out to a kedidi, but it nullifies the whole kinyan. So we want to know whether that is a different thing. The worker just he walked away. He just didn't finish the job. He promised originally to do the whole job for so much money. Then he quits in the middle, so he's entitled to get They have to prorate it to figure out how much he's entitled to. So when you calculate how much it's worth, since he backed out, they have no right to back out in the middle of the year, so then yoda ala tachtayin. We're talking about a guy backed out, I agreed to do a job, then I back out toch the dibur. Mamish chazara from the whole deal. So is that exactly the same as toys? I agreed under a mistaken impression. So that the whole haskama betoys is not chal. So is that chazara toch the dibur is the same mamish as toys? Or no, it's a different din. So the Ran claims that there is no din, it's not al pi alocha chazara toch the dibur, there's no such alocha. It's a hechitimtze. Every time there's a chazar tech ledibra, psychologically it's a gloy milsalam afreya, that there never was any das in the first place. And Avdim Elohim says no. He doesn't agree with the Ran. He thinks that there is a din al pi aloch, a chazar tech ledibra. It's a principle of asi dibra and batal dibra. It's not that it's an indication that gloy milsalam afreya, there never was das. There's a new din of chazar tech ledibra.
Would you apply that also to Shiva when we have to change the Nusach for the holidays?
Okay, we're going to see in a minute. That's a very good point. The Kriya, ripping Kriya, is also a very good point. So let's see, Argamar, what is... So far, the only cases where you have Chazar Tech Dibur is where you need Das. So the Ran explains Chazar Tech Dibur, you can back out from the whole Kinyana, from the whole agreement, from the whole contract, is because it's a Gloy Muslim affair. Everything was... There was a lack of Das. He never really had a Yeshiva Das. Originally, Avnei Miloim says it's not exactly the same. It's by Hashvo. That just like toys cancel, so too Chazar Tech Dibur can also cancel. So the Shailas, our Gemara contradicts it. The Gemara says by a case of Temura, this everybody agrees that Temura is Chal B'Toys. That's the Gemara. Every case of Temura, Sof Hegdish, the Gemara says every case of Temura is a Toys. And nonetheless, the Halacha says that it's Chal. Either you say the way the Shita Mekubetza says that it's Chal because the Torah introduces a Teknas HaTorah, or you say the way Beis Shammai say explicitly, the Shita Mekubetza is where the Rambam have an argument, what is Basilil's position? Beis Shammai's position is clear and obvious. They hold that the Hakdosha B'Toyis is Chal. However you slice it, the din is that by Temura is Chal B'Toyis. For some reason or another, Temura is Chal B'Toyis. See, the Gemara says, a person says, HaRezu Temuras Oilo. He has in front of him an oila and a shlamim and a third animal. He doesn't have to have in front of him. He has at home. Rashi usually writes the two animals in front of him. Rashi and Tamura always gives the mashal two animals in front of him. So the Achrayim point out that Rashi's mashal is labdavka because there are mishnayos like that. I have in my farm at home, I have an oila and I have a shlamim, but they're already designated. And I have one animal in front of me. And I say, harezu tachas ha'oila sheyesh li b'toch habayis. It doesn't have to be shneim lefanov. So the fellow says, I raise it Temura Soilo. Then he changes his mind to the Dima. He says, no, I changed my mind. I want it to become a Temura Shlomim. So the Gemara says, there's no dispute. Everybody agrees he can back out Turk de Dibur Kidibur Domi from an act of Temura. How can you back out Turk de Dibur? The way the Avnei Miluim said that Chazara Turk de Dibur doesn't exist, it's just an example. It's an indication that there was a lack of das in the first place. Temura, 100% there was a lack of das. The Gemara says Temura is always chal, even though it's b'toys. So according to Avdim Elohim, the Gemara doesn't read straight. The Gemara doesn't make any sense at all. According to the Ram, it doesn't make sense at all. And even according to the Avdim Elohim, but sof kol sof, the Gemara said in Nazir, in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai, the Gemara said, according to Beis Shammai, the Hegdush toys, Havi Hegdush, and the Ziris b'toys also chal, because Kodesh Yigadol Peres Arosh and Neda Naziris is singled out from all the Nadarim. This is the one and only Neda that's considered like Hegdish. Neda Hegdish, okay. Neda Hegdish is Chal B'Toyis, and Neda Naziris is Chal B'Toyis because it's also considered a Neda Hegdish. So the Gemara says, therefore, all three dinim. Number one, if he made a toys at the time of Naziris, the Neda is binding anyway, the Naziris is binding. Number two, if he didn't make a toys, but he backs out Turk de Dibur, there's no Chazor Turk de Dibur. What were the three? And number three, there's no Shayla. You can't make a Hataras Nadarim, because Shayla is based on Toys also. But over here, so the Gemara says, either the two are Mamish equal, according to the Ran, Chazor Tech Dibur is Mamish the equivalent of Toys. According to the Avnei Miluim, it's equivalent to Alpi Mashal. It's a Hasha. We compare the two, even though it's not Mamish identical, they have the same status. But by Temura B'Toys is Chal. Temura is Chal B'Toys. There's no Hataras Nadarim by Temura. The guy's going to say, I made a mistake. If I would have realized X, Y, Z, I wouldn't have made the tmura. So therefore, he wants the chacham to be say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Don't do the tmura. Every tmura is betoris, and it's chal anyway. So you can't have a toris darma tmura. So how does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara say here that you have chazara terkdei diba by tmura? The Gemara says all the tanaim agree. If it would have been terkdei diba, nothing to discuss. Chazara terkdei diba, of course, it's good. So the Rambam paskins against our Gemara. The Rambam has in the Gemara in Nazir, in the Dorim, Adaf Pezayin Amud Aleph, that Gemara where the Ran is. So we have the Girsa in the Gemara that Chazara Terkadei Dibur, you can back out from all Kinyonim and Nendorim and Shvuas and Aziris and everything with four exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says, Megadev, Obed Abed Azara, Mekadish and Megarish. That's a person eats Chazar. And then Terkadei Dibur, he backs out and he says, Oi! Shamti Bagati, I feel bad, I have Charata. They warned him in advance, don't eat the Chazar, we're going to give you Malchus. And he says, I don't care, give me all the Malchus you want, eat the Chazar. And then after after he finishes swallowing the Chazar, he says, have Charata didn't pay, I would have rather not even eat the Chazar. I don't want to get Malchus. Tough luck, he ate the Chazar already. The guy's Mechal Shabbos. And he ate him warning, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, I'm going to give you Misa. He said, I don't care, give me Misa. I want to be Mechal Shabbos. Then Terkadei Dibur, after being Mechal Shabbos, he has charata, he says, I don't want. For finally, did he have aver? So that's a double poshut, that you can't have chazara turk dedib after you finish the aver. So the Gemara singles out two averes. It's problematic why the Gemara had to single out Megadev and Oibir Averizor. All averes are like that. Once the person up ketan the aver. So what shachta have charata turk dedib? The aver is kvar nesesel. The aver was done about it. So the Gemara says there are four exceptions to the rule that charata turk dedib doesn't help. Number one and two are Megadif and Obed Aved Zara. Or the Gemara could have said, eating Chazim, Mechal Shabbos, every Avera on the books. All of the 365 Lysesa, all the Shasalam. And then the Gemara says, and number three and four is Mekadish and Megarish. Get to Mekidush, and you cannot have Charata Terkadei Dibur. The Rambam has a Girsa that another two exceptions to the rule. The fifth exception, the Rambam has it in the Pirush HaMishnah, is there in the Darim Daf Pezayin, then he has it in the Mishnah Torah. And he repeats it a few times in the Pirush HaMishnah, a few different places. So the Rambam has his Girsa. The fifth exception to the rule is Tmura. I would have agreed with the Rambam. Tmura. You cannot have Charata Terkadei Dibur by Tmura. It's against the Gemara. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Beferish against the Gemara. So he had a Girsa in the Gemara in Nazir. That was his reading in the Gemara. That it says, Chutz Megadef, Ovid Ovid Azar, Mekadesh, Megarish, and Tmura is number five. Then he has a number six also. That you can't have charata terkadei dibur. So according to the Rambam, it's a machlokes hasugyos, and he paskens like that sugya every day. That makes wonderful sense. That there's no chazara. It's not shach to have chazara terkadei dibur by tmura because tmura is chal betoyes. So what is it going to help to have chazara terkadei dibur? What's the sixth exception to the rule according to the Rambam? This taisus also has this. There's a the shach in Chayshe Mishpat mentions this taisus. I don't remember why already. I just remember there's a shach quote. What does he quote this thesis? It's irrelevant to anything in Chayshim Mishpat. That if you magdish something, hegdish, and you back out terkadei dibur, you can't back out from hegdish terkadei dibur. Chutz min megadef, oivir avirizar, mekadish, megareish, tmura, and hegdish. So there's a thesis in Menachas on Pei Aleph, I think. I think the shach quote. It's a thesis in Menachas on Pei Aleph. That they had the same gear sending him on. That there's no chazara terkadei dibur by Hegdish. But Taisus says, Gabi Tmura, that's enough in the Gemara, that you can't have Chazar Terkadei Dibur. And they refer you to Ar Gemara. They refer you to the same, Ar Gemara is here in Bava Kamma, they say the same discussion appears there in Tmura, on Daf Chafem Beis. Exactly, word for word, the same is over here. So that's what they say. Tmura, they don't agree with the Rambam's Girsa. That by Tmura, I would have agreed with the Rambam by Tmura. I would have disagreed by Hegdish.
According to the Rambam, isn't it the same thing? Because we said the Rambam disagrees with the Shita Mekubetzes. So the way Tmura works is by Yamaisa HaKadosha. So really what you're saying is that Hegdish is Chal B'Toz.
The din is that Tmura is Chal B'Toz. However you slice it, the din is that Tmura is Chal B'Toz.
So it's
That everybody agrees. The Shaila, the Rambam, even the Rambam understood that what it means that a Sof Hegdish, every Sof Hegdish, not only Tmur, we did an Aver, even a Hatfasa, when no Aver was done, there's no Knas HaTorah by Hatfasa, any and every Sof Hegdish is Chal B'Torah. That's how the Kes Mishnah reads the Rambam. That's a simple reading. The Rambam is not explicit. That's how the Kes Mishnah explains a strange line in the Rambam in Hilchos Erech HaRami. Yeah. So Tosfos says, Tmura, you can't say like the Rambam. That's a Beferishi Gemara. That's our Gemara. But by Hegdash, Tosfos says that if you make Hegdash and you back out to Tokhide Dibur, Lomotzi Lemadda, you cannot back out because Amirasa Lagavaya Kimsirasa Lahedyot Domi. So therefore, what if I give you a maton? I give you the gift and you pick it up. And after you picking it up, I say, I changed my mind, I want it back. So an Indian giver, if he backs out tomorrow, it's too late. But if he backs out, he can back out even after the Mesira. So that's what the Shachi asks on Taisus. What kind of an explanation is this? That Taisus says, since Amirasa Lagavoya is the equivalent of Kimsirasa Lahedyot, so therefore there's no Chazara Turkededi. But why not? Even if I would have done Mesira Mamash, I give it to him, he makes a Hakbot, puts it in his pocket, he walks away. If it's still Turk of the Dibur, I can back out. That's a very strange line in Tosfos, but that's what Tosfos says. Yeah, what's the Biur? What's the Biur in that? What does it mean? The Rambam also had that. The Rambam and Tosfos both had like that. There's no Chazara Turk of the Dibur by Hegdash. Why not?
According to the Avnei Miluim, you could explain.
Oh, so if you say like the Avnei Miluim, that the difference between Gittin and Kiddushin on the one hand, and Mekach HaMemkin and Dor Meshuas on the other hand, it's not psychological, it's not that these are such serious things that people wouldn't say it in the first unless they really meant it. But it's rather al pi halacha. Whenever you need a higher level of das, then I treat it like a maisa. And you say, lo yasi diba mevatel maisa. You only say, yasi diba mevatel diba if it's a regular level of das. So perhaps that's what the Rambam means to say, like the Tosfos said. Amirasa lagavaya kimsirasa lahegid. It's so powerful, amirasa lagavaya. The das is so strong, it accomplishes a change in ownership and so on. So that's a higher level of das from the normal das of Mekach HaMemkah, from the normal das of Nedarim HaShavuos. Whatever belongs into the higher category of das is like das by Gittin Kiddushin. So that's what the Rambam and Tosfos say. You cannot back out to Turk Dedim. That's probably the pshat in the Rambam and Tosfos. The kasha is going to be an obvious one. That we speak on different occasions of different levels of das. So we have... We say, Git Mikidushin require a higher level of Das than Mekach HaMemkah. And Rab Chaim has a Rambam that Gitin require a slightly higher level of Das from Kiddushin. Gitin is higher than Kiddushin. Kiddushin is higher than Mekach HaMemkah. Mekach HaMemkah, in turn, is higher than Das HaFloh. If a person takes a Neder or a Shavuah, that you only require a lower level of Das. But Harayin, the proof that a lower level of Das is sufficient, that even on Mufla Samach Leish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, he can take a neder, and the neder will be chal. Mufla Samach Leish cannot make any Mekach HaMemkar. Mid the Rabbanon is a takona. Putas, Mekach HaMekach, Memkeh Memkeh, Memetalkalim, Mid the Rabbanon, but Minatari can. And over here, Mufla Samach Leish can. So here's the chal problem. A Mufla Samach Leish can be Magdash an animal. He can be Magdash things. On the one hand, we're saying, Hakdosh is the lowest level of das. It's das haflo, and even a mufla samach liyish can accomplish it. And there is hataras nedarim. A person, not only he says harei alai shlamim, harei alai oila. Even if he's magdash a carbon oila, he can make hataras nedarim and undo the kedushas oila. Before shigmaris and baba basa and yesh nechma, you can make a hataras nedarim and hakdosh of an animal. So these are the two simonim. These are the two hallmarks of the institution of das haflo. So lower level of das, number one, it's easier to create that das, even a mufla samach liyish. Number two, it's easier to knock it off. You can make a hataras nedarim and you knock off that das. So these two simonim of the lower level of das, hataras nedarim and mufla samach liyish, apply to hegdash also. So on the one hand, we're saying that hakdosh can be accomplished with the lowest level of das. All of a sudden, on the other hand, we're saying no, that hakdosh belongs in the higher category of das, like gitmi kedushin. And that's why there isn't any Chazara Terech Kedidi, but there is a Dibba and Vat Maisa. So this is a major kasha. It's a contradiction.
Rabbi, isn't this only when Achi Piv
V'Libo Shavim? Every Neder has to be Piv V'Libo Shavim, yes.
Harizo Ova, and he meant to say a Shavim.
Made a mistake,
yeah. Totally doesn't even get off the ground, because Achi Piv V'Libo Shavim.
That is correct, yeah. You mean according to Beishamai, it's not so. probably according to Bishamai, they probably deny the whole din of Pivoli B'Shot. If they hold that a Hegdash B'Torah is Havi Hegdash, they probably don't require Pivoli B'Shot. The way we pass in Halacha, that Lo Yafin on Tchilos Hegdash Nisof Hegdash, on Tchilos Hegdash B'Torah is not Chal, so if it's not Pivoli B'Shot, so it's not Chal. He meant to say Shlomim and he said Oila by mistake, so it does not become an Oila. That's within Beis Hillel. Yeah, if the din would have been like Beis Shammai, he probably wouldn't require Pivoli B'Shot.
When you point to this, we're going to be mechalik, if you got the Rambam within the Dharm and Hektish, how high of a level of Das we need. And it's not for that by Hektish you need a higher level of Das, because even by the Dharm there would be Chazar.
Yeah, by the Dharm there is Chazar Tarkadidi, but the Rambam quotes those dinim, but by Hektish he has the Giris and the Gemara, he says it a few times. There are six exceptions to the rule. And five and six are Hektish and Tamura. That there's no Chazar Tarkadidi. So it sounds like you hold that Hektish belongs in the category together with Git Mikidushin, that it's a higher level of Das Lo Yaseh Dibba Mevatel Maisa. Then he quotes the other dinim, that a Mufla Samach Liyish can be Magdish Korbanis. It's a lower level of Das, and there's Hataris and Dharma on the Korbanis, lower level of Das. So that's a problem. You know, the people who always go to the right, so if you go long enough to the right, so you join up with the left. And to Rekarta, they're shaking hands with the Arafat, they're shaking hands, they're kissing the Arabs. Yep, but over here, what's going on over here? You say the Hegdish, that's the lowest level of Das. And then all of a sudden it came around on the other side, it came the highest level of Das. Which is at the lowest level, the highest level. So we have to draw some kind of international dateline. We have to draw a line over here to determine if here it's low and here it's higher. I don't know. That's a problem. So this, yeah.
You don't find that Mura, a lot of Mura is ever going to make it. Not all three.
The Gemara says, he said first Tmur Shlamim, and Tech Dedibri changes his mind, and he says, I changed my mind, I don't want it to be a Tmur Shlamim, I want it to be a Tmur Asolam. So he backs out from that, his Chazara. And then he has a prayer, either to make it a Tmur Shlamim, not to make it a Tmur Shlamim. No, the simple Pshat in the Gemara is he's backing out from the first Tmur. You can't back out, Tech Dedibri. Even though it's not based on Tois. That's the Poshe Pshat in the Gemara. When the person backs out from the Tmur Shlamim and he makes it into a Tmur Asolam, That's a new action that he made in the Tmura Soilo. If he wants, he can back out from Tmura Shlomim and leave it like that. He doesn't have to add on something in addition. Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that he can back out. That's what Tosis quoted this Gemara. There is Chazar Tech Deidim. So the problem is, you pointed out the Gemara in the Dorim tells another case where there's a din of Tech Deidim Kadiba. Gemara says, a person goes to visit a relative in the hospital and he sees that he died already, so he rips kriya. Then he sees the relative turns over. So he's not dead yet. Then he expires. Then he dies within terka de dibur of his ripping kriya. So it turns out he ripped kriya while the relative was still alive. So the din is that you're not yaitse, no? If you rip kriya while a person is alive, you have to rip kriya again. You're only yaitse if you rip kriya after the chiyuv. He was chal after he died. So the Gemara says not so. If he dies, terk de dibra of the kriya, so it's good. So how is that good? It's a chapela. So you see, for that Gemara, v'chor behechreach, you have to say for that Gemara, the terk de dibur, so you can divide time up into different units. You have a day, you have a month, you have an hour. They say the joke that when Rabbi Gorin used to go to the army bases, he used to always, when he was the chief chaplain of the army, he used to give long drushes. So on one occasion he came and he gave a long, long drusha. And then at the end he apologized why he gave such a long drusha. He says he ran out of his house this morning, forgot to take his watch with him. So he didn't realize it. He said, a watch wouldn't help. You should have brought a calendar. He went from one day to the other, not from one hour to the other. You got to bring a calendar. So the different units of time, there's a year, there's a month, there's a day, there's an hour, there's a minute, there's a second. So what is the smallest unit of time that the halacha recognizes? A chelek, chalokin. Chalokin, when you calculate the moilet, so a chelek is, there are 18 chalokim in a minute. So mean the halacha?
Huh? 3 seconds.
3 seconds. 3 seconds. The halacha doesn't recognize anything less than 3 seconds. What's the shiurim time that we recognize? That's not a question of halacha. That's physics. That's the physics and astronomy. That's not a question of what the halacha recognizes. You calculate when the moelad halvan is, you got to know physics, okay. But in halacha, what's the smallest unit of time that we recognize? So that's what this Gemara seems to be saying. That's what they say the name of Rav Shimshkov, that this Gemara, if you rip Kriya before the person dies, then he dies technically after ripping Kriya. So the smallest unit of time that the halacha recognizes is Terche de Dibur. However long that is, the Gemara has, there may be a difference between Terche de Dibur, Kidei Shelas Tamil, Rav Kidei Shelas Rav de Tamil. One is longer than the other. So that's a question, how long, how many seconds is this Terche de Dibur? How many seconds does it take to say Shalom Aleichem, etc.? So, since this is the smallest unit of time, so if one rips Kriya, and then Terke de Dibur after Rikmin Kriya, the relative dies, it's considered as if it happened b'vasachas. Even though it clearly happened, one happened before the other, whatever two things happen, Terke de Dibur of each other is considered as if they happened simultaneously. So usually it's irrelevant. So what? There was a bomb went off in Beirut, and at the same time there was an earthquake in Los Angeles. So who cares? What's enough kamina whether simultaneous? But over here it's relevant. If a person rips Kriya and afterwards the relative dies, so we consider that as if it happened simultaneously, and there is no halacha that requires that he should rip Kriya after the Mechayiv took effect. If he rips Kriya simultaneously with the death of the relative, so it's also good. That's what you have to say in the Gemara. So that's what you see lachor from that Gemara. Then you have, we just had the Rashi and Tosfos and Ein Gimel Amanot. They both said, even if you hold a Zemim Amanot Reihu Nifsa, that's how we pass from like Abaye. Hilchas de Kavasa, da Abaye bi Al-Kagam. This is one of the six cases we pass from like Abaye, Zemim Amanot Reihu Nifsa. He's not postulated from the beginning of the Haggadah. Let's say it took him 45 minutes to give testimony. They made a whole interrogation. So he doesn't become postulated from the first moment of the 45 minutes. It becomes postulated at the end of the whole 45 minutes, after Terke de Dibur. Why? So Rashi and Tosfos said, based on the Gemara in the third Perek in Ksuvos, because witnesses can always back out Terke de Dibur from their Haggadah Seder. So what do you mean they can back out? The Ran's explanation was, if the fellow backs out from the Kinyan, it backs out from the Neder, so psychologically we have an Umdin in Muslim Afreya, that when he took the Neder and made the Kinyan, he had a lack of Das. So what are you going to say over here? What the witnesses gave Haggadah Seder? The Bezna is asking questions. They're talking. Then after 45 minutes, they say, oh, we back out. It's all a lie. So what are you going to say? It's a glowing Muslim Afreya. That what? That it was Betoyas. What Betoyas? They're telling the whole story. Now they say that it's all a lie. It's not a question of Betoyas. You can't even say what the Avnei Miluim said, Asadim Mavat al Dibur. What has it got to do? Asadim Mavat al Dibur is when you have a Kenyan, when you have a Maisa, you need a Das. So you yank out the Das, you left with a Maisa without the Das. You can't say Asadim Mavat al Dibur. So it's a different din. What does it mean? We consider Terke de Dibur as if it's Shas Maisa, the same as ripping Kriya. The smallest unit of time that the halacha considers the halakim, that's a different din. That's, you can have even a hundredth of a second. Physics is physics. It has nothing to do with halacha. Halacha doesn't have to recognize physics. Physics is going to calculate what's the shear for the moilat halva. Okay, whatever it is, it is.
Can we sometimes call this unit of time Shah?
As I was saying earlier, I mean, a shah doesn't always mean an hour. Shah means a while. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't always mean an hour. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So the moilat halvana, that doesn't really prove anything. That's physics. But we're talking api aloha. So api aloha, you see from the Gemara, by ripping Kriya, the Rama quotes that Gemara also, you see from the Gemara, that two things happen to Terche de Dibur, we consider it as if they happen simultaneously. The same over here, a person is giving a Haggadah Seder, and everything is still talking, and then at the end he backs out from everything that he said. So we say, Terche de Dibur, Kedibur, Dami. So there's a stira minayu bein the Haggadah Seder. He says he did kill him, and he says he didn't kill him. So when there's a stira, the Bezin throws it out. It's not, you can't say it's based on Osi Dibur, Mvatl Dibur, you can't say it's based on a Torah. Neither the Ran.
Why can't we explain Kinyanim and Neder like this?
Okay, so now you can go back and explain. If you explain Temura, first I want to explain Temura. How can it be that the Gemara says that by Temura you can have Chazara Terche de Dibur? If the whole idea of Chazara Terche de Dibur, the Gemara says, is based on Toes, The Gemara says, and those in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai, that according to Beis Shammai, that Hegdish Toyes Habi Hegdish. So there's no Hatoras Nadarim by Hegdish, and there's no Chazara Tech Nedibur either. So the Gemara said beferish that Chazara Tech Nedibur is considered Toyes. That's how it works. Yes. So how can you have Chazara Tech Nedibur by Tamur? It's an off in the Gemara. So I'm explaining how it does work. Chazara Tech Nedibur is not necessarily. It can work without the explanation, not like the Rana, not like the Avnei Miluim, because neither Pshat works by Temura. The Rambam seems to be okay. The Rambam says no Chazara by Temura, but the way we have the Gemara says that there is Chazara Terech Deidibah by Temura. So you have to say that whatever happens, whatever he says Terech Deidibah Kedibidam is as if it happened b'Vasachas b'Shas Ma'aseh. So as if he had two contradictory statements. As if he said simultaneously, "Harei zut tmura, harei ein zut tmura." So if it's a contradiction, so it's not chal. So stira min ebe, so it's not chal. We consider it as if he said everything with asach.
Rabbi, the Rana and Abnamon held with this.
So this is a problem. So if you can back out, so if you say you can back out toch kedei dibur by tmura, even though tmura is chal betoes. So why does the Gemara say in Nozer that according to Beis Shammai, Hegdush Tos Havi Hegdush, you can't back out Terech Deidibur. Tmura B'Tos is Chal. And there still is Chazar Terech Deidibur. So there's clearly a steer in the two Gemaras. There's clearly a steer in the two Gemaras. So you have to choose.
You can't make it
ice.
It doesn't like Chayla. How come I don't say it
likes Chayla? If he can switch from Tmura Soilo to make it into a Tmura Shlomim instead of a Tmura Soilo.
But he can't make it
coil
that Agamara agrees that
he says,
"Oops, I'm sorry, I don't want to be
coil." I don't think so. I think the Pashto says that he can back out totally.
So why did Agamara give such a simple case?
But the Gemara says Nimlach. The Gemara says Nimlach. The Amar Shlomo is a Tmura Soil. They can't Nimlach. Is no Gavir. But Nimlach Pshita. Amar Apap and Nimlach.
I don't want.
Yeah. Same thing.
That's the Gemara over there. You can't have Karam Tmura. You make an ice hedge. You can only have a prayer to make hedge. The question is which hedge? Said both, so one
of the two is halakha. Okay, I don't know. I don't think it's correct. I think the first pshat is you can back out from Tumur Mamash. So I think it's a steer of the two Gemaras. That Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, that Hegdish Toys Havi Hegdish, there is no Chazorah Terech De Dibur. And this Gemara says that Tmura for sure is Chal B'Toys, and there is Chazorah Terech De Dibur. So these two Gemaras don't live in harmony with each other. You have to either choose one or the other. If you take our Gemara, then you have to say that Chazara Terech Deidibur is not the way the Ram said and not the way the Avnei Miluim said. It's a different Hezber. It's considered like Rav Shimon said based on the other Gemara. So it's considered as if it's Bavas Achas. So it's a stira min Eibe. He said, I want it to be Tmur. I don't want it to be Tmur. It's a stira, so it's not Chal. If something is a stira min Eibe and in a contradiction, so it can't accomplish anything. If what happened? And the second person shot him after he was dead already. He's still not dead. But still, he should kill the dead person. It was Bevasachas, but the second one killed the dead person. It was Bevasachas, it doesn't help. Things happen with Bevasachas, but it still doesn't always affect the halacha. If what?
Mitzvah is not canceled out.
Let's say the guy ripped Kriya while the Chayla was still alive. So no one's saying that the Igloi Mos Mafer, he was dead. He wasn't dead. He was still alive. We're not arguing with the Mitzvah. We're just saying there is no such halacha that says that you're only Yotzei Kriya if you rip after the Mechayev. No, you rip before the Chivas Chal. You can't be Yotzei Kriya before he died. But if it's Bevasachas with his dying, so then you're Yotzei. So the Gemara says, if he dies Terech Deidibur after ripping Kriya, you're Yotzei, it's considered Bevasachas. But it doesn't accomplish that it's considered in the other order. I don't think so.
What would Rabbi say is the Dibur of the mace?
Which mace?
The one who...
Dead man is speaking?
Yeah, the dead man is speaking.
Who? Which makes?
The one with that we tore, that someone tore Kriya for.
No.
So the Gemara Sanhedrin says, makes a Kalachomer that if a baby can be born, it's crying, kicking, and screaming, and the Koli Kolos, so Kolsha came when the Neshama leaves the roof and the one dies, the Neshama will be screaming out with the Koli Kolos.
That's a call, it's a Zibor, that there's a set, that there's still needs. The person, the ghost is could be attached to an IV, could be unconscious. And then it's made. So what's the day Zibor? Just the Shear?
Shear is man, yeah.
But everything else that we're talking about is Haplah.
Yeah, all the other Gemara is not talking about speaking. Yeah, the guy makes a neder, he makes a kinyan, he uses expresses das. Yeah, normally talk they dig the dindam is when you're talking about das. And normally we say either like the Rana or like Avnei Miluim. But then you get to this Gemara by Temura, you see that it's something more than what the Avnei Miluim and the Rana said. Then you get to the Gemara by Kriya, for sure it's something more. Then you get to your topic. You said, he said, V'yoyim chagasukas hazeh. Then he realizes not sukkah, so he says b'yom rosh hachodesh hazeh. So can you back out Torah de dibur from a mistake in tefillah? So what has it got to do with toys? Say goy muslim afrei made a mistake. Does that have any relevance? But sof kol sof, he's talking in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. He said something that doesn't belong. But if you backed out from what you said Torah de dibur, so it's considered as if he corrected it. That's a chiddush al gabi chiddush. It's a chiddush on top of a chiddush. The guy says he's drinking a cup of coffee and he says bar priya gofen. Then he realizes it doesn't belong, so he says shahakal ni b'dvar. So he was mapsik. He didn't think baruch atosh amakenem achoyabam shahakal ni b'dvar. He said bar priya gofen in between. He was mapsik. So what kind of a bracha is it? So Ramban learns the Gemara there at the end of the first paragraph of bracha, daf yudeis, that he backs out terke de diva, so terke de diva ki diva dami, so he undoes the original amira. That's if this has stepped past everything that we're talking about here. He undoes what he said before. That's if this a bigger chiddush than everything. A bigger chiddush than the Temura. Bigger chiddush than the ripping Kriya.
Maybe just the Mahalcha we were saying, the Ran agrees to this second idea of Rav Shimon Shkaf, because he'll have to explain the Gemara in Kriya.
Yeah.
Or he'll say that sometimes you'll have to explain it based on Talos. When you're dealing with das and
yeah, here you can't explain it based on toys, because Temura is always chal with toys. I think the Pashim Shad is that it can back out to make it chol also, not just back out to add on another kedush, and back out to from the whole Temura to make it into a ganz and a different Temura.
The same way the Ran will explain the Gemara by Kriya, he'll also explain this Gemara, right?
Yeah. So then the question begs itself, so why do you need the whole explanation of the Ran there? Why don't you just say,
right,
when he makes a kinyan, makes a ned, he backs out Turk the Diva, so it's a stirman ebay. So you don't need the whole explanation from the Ran of the Avnei Miluim. The whole thing is superfluous. If you can explain our Gemara, that you can have Chazor Turk the Diva by Temura, so you explain all the Gemaras with that. So you don't need all of the philosophy that the Ran with the Avnei Miluim gave. I don't know, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. Right. According to our Gemara, how are you going to explain why Kedushin and Gerushin is different? I don't know. We have a big problem. So Nachamal, so what did the Gemara say over here? And Amad Aleph, the Gemara was talking about a topic of Turkey. We have a whole bunch of cases where Turkey did the Kediba Dari. Normal. Before you go into it, normally you talk about Turk Dedibadami, backing out from a Kenyan, backing out from a Neder or a Shavuah. Here you have Turk Dedibadami, he gave a Haggadah Seydis. See, if the Adam gave a Haggadah Seydis on Reuben is Chayiv, Nisan, Shimon is Chayiv, Malkus and Yehuda is Chayiv, Momon. So even if he said everything Turk Dedibad, that's not going to make it into one Haggadah Seydis. You're not going to say Batum, it's also Batukul. But here, the Haggadah Seydis on the Gonav and on the Tovach do relate to each other. If the Eidim tell him Shaloi B'Turkei D'Dibra, each other the two different Haggadahs, he can't say Eidish about the Mitzvahs about Lekula. If they do say them Turkei D'Dibra, each other, if you subscribe to the principle of Turkei D'Dibra Dami, then it's considered one Eidis, and then we'll apply Eidish about the Mitzvahs about Lekula. If you hold like Abai, that it was Batla. If you hold like Rabbi, it was never Batla, it's just Trey. Nothing was ever in his batla, so he can't say batla mitzvahs or batla kula. So the Gemara says, no, maybe this is the machlekes hatanoim. What do you say? Terke de dibur, ke dibur dami anad. You mean there's someone who doesn't believe in terke de dibur? The Gemara finally comes out, no, we're talking on different terke de dibur. That's one, a longer, a shorter terke de dibur. Rabbi Yossi doesn't, Rabbi Yossi is sorry, terke de dibur, ke dibur dami. But what the Rabbanan? Let's see again. Rabbi Yossi holds terke de dibur is ke dibur dami. Then the Gemara is going to disprove it. He holds it's not true. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yossi, in this Braisa Anayin Gimel Amad Al Rabbi Yossi believes in Terke De Dibur Ke Dibur Dami. That's the shorter Terke De Dibur. And on Amad Beis, in the Mishnah and Tmura, that's the longer Terke De Dibur, that he doesn't believe. But the shorter one, he does believe in. And the Rabbanon disagree. And the Chacham don't believe in Terke De Dibur Ke Dibur Dami. By the short Terke De Dibur, how can it be? So that's what we mentioned yesterday. Mistami, you have to say Terke De Dibur that you can back out from Kinyon, I mean you can back out from an Edim Mestama, that they do agree. What, they're going to disagree with the whole institution? That Edim can back out Terke De Dibur from Hagodah Seiris Mestama, they also agree. Here we're not talking about backing out, we're talking about combining together the Edis on Gona with the Edis on Tovah HaMochar. So if they would have testified at two different times, it wouldn't blend in together. And if they testified about Sachas on Reuben, it's Chayiv Nisan, Shimon, it's Chayiv Malkus. Yehuda is Chayiv Golas and Levi is Chayiv Mammon. It doesn't blend into be one Eidus. They're four different stories. They happen to rattle everything up about Sarah. So here, this is a new Shaiva. Eidus on Gonav and Tobach really should have been an issue of a Chatzidot. The Gemara explained why it's not. So here, Rabbi Yossi comes up with a Chiddush. Says, if the Eidus on the Gonav and the Tobach was given Terke De Dibur, that we recognize that Terke De Dibur, we hold Skadiba Dami, they blend in to become one big Haggadah Seidus. And the Chachamim disagreed. Maskim that Terke De Dibur Ke Dibur Dami. Maskim that, but it doesn't apply over here. Why should it necessarily accomplish that? It should make it one Haggadah Seidus.
Why didn't the Gemara answer the Steer from Tmura like that? They're two different Inyanim. Rabbi Yossi only said by Tzvi from Akira and Geneva.
He even says it. That was a Kasha from a Kal V'chaimah. Shrek the Gemara. B'sav Rabbi Yossi, the second line on the base. Is it true B'sav Rabbi Yossi, Terke De Dibur Ke Dibur Dami V'hatanan? Rabbi Yossi doesn't even believe in Terke De Dibur about backing out. That's the normal din of Terke De Dibur Gan Shas. Rabbi Yossi doesn't even hold Terke De Dibur Ke Dibur Dami for backing out purposes. He's going to say over here that it makes it into Terke De Dibur Ke Dibur Dami, makes it into one Haggadah Seidus. It should be like the Chachamim, it should be like a Haggadah Seidus on Reuben is Chayiv Nisan, and Shimon is Chayiv Malkus, and Yehuda is Chayiv Golus. They don't blend in. You don't say Terke De Dibur. So the Eidus on Gonav, the Eidus on Tovach, is a svar to say that it doesn't blend in. So Rabbi Yossi says, even over there he holds Terke De Dibur. So it's the Hakasha, how can he deny Terke De Dibur Ke Dibur Dami for backing out purposes? So that the Gemara says, you're right. The shorter Terke De Dibur he would believe in, the longer Terke De Dibur he doesn't believe in. That's what we pointed out yesterday. L'chori, the different applications of Terke De Dibur. This is a Psa'achidish on top of everything, this one. That you even say Terke De Dibur, but to declare that it's considered one big Haggadah Seidus, you should say Eidush about the Mektsas about Lekul. So what is the Gemara called? What's the Mishnah? Well, Tanan, what do they ask of Kasha? The Sover, the second line on Amin Beis. The Sover, Rabbi Yossi, is it true what your suggestion is? The both suggestions were like that. The first suggestion was that they both, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, both agreed Terke De Dibur Ke Dibur Dami. They both agreed that you would have said Eidush about the Mitzvos about the Kula, but they're arguing about whether the Mafrei who Nifso Mikana Lahabo or Nifso. Is it Batu Mitzvosa? Maybe it's only the equivalent of Hakrashis, or if Hikrish is there. You can't say Batu Mitzvosa. Then the Gemara says, Amri Loi. And the Gemara says, no. Maybe they're arguing whether Terke De Dibur, but the first pshat and second pshat, nothing changes within Rabbi Yossi. The kash is a kash according to the both pshat. Rabbi Yossi, you're saying that Rabbi Yossi subscribes to Terke De Dibur Ke Dibur Dami to make it into one Haggadah Seidus. Right? The Gemara of Hotanan, we have a Mishnah. Hareiz et Tmura Soilo, Tmura Shlomim, Hareiz et Tmura Soilo, Dibur Amer, Rabbi Yossi Yamin, the kash is kam etchila, Hel v'yem shebik v'shnei shem is keecha, Dvar of Kayamin. What is that all about? What is that all about? So Rashi writes, the Islay the Rameh Tfos Loshen Rishon. Rameh says, Hareza Tmura Soilot, Tfos Loshen Rishon. And then Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Apigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. What is that machlokes? Is what they say, Tfos Loshen Rishon, or Apigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas? So the Gemara has this in the Dorm, Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara has a whole discussion on this machlokes. And Tesis quotes from Zvachim. What does Tesis say? The top Tesis. The Perk Sheinid is Zvachim Daf Lamed Amad Alaf Arminim, the top Tesis. I raise it more aside to Ushlamin. Mahu. What did it? Omer Abai Bohabade Moide Rameir, that they're both Chal. How can they be both Chal? What's it did? Oyuhus Marasi Yakodish. So if it's an Oyla, you burn the whole thing. If it's a Shlamin, the Baila meet it. How can it be that a Tmura Sahareza Tmura Sahareza Ushlam? How is that possible? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Vitira Shetisto, you wait till it gets a mum. You're not allowed to make a mum on a carbon. It's a Nisa, Kol Mum Lo Yebo, Lo Yehayebo. You're not allowed to make a mum. One who makes a mum on a carbon is Loike, because he violated that law, Kol Mum Lo Yebo, Lo Yehayebo. So Rashi says, Vitira Shetisto, you let it graze in the pasture till it develops a mum. You're not allowed to put it near wire fences to make it get a mum. That's your Gorim, that is Shabum. You're not allowed to do that either. You have to wait till it gets a mum on its own. May never get a mum. Okay, may never get a mum. You can graze it forever. So once it gets a mum, then you pay there. So let's say the behemoth is worth $200. So someone's going to give $200. So you divide the money because the behemoth was both a tmura soila and a tmura shlamin. The avid mechetzi, the other mechetzi shlamin. You divide the money in half. Half of it you use for noila, half of it you use for shlamin. This animal itself is half oila, half shlamin. It can't be marked with the way it is half and half. You have to wait till it gets a mum and then divide the money. Fine. So what is the Gemara saying in Zvachim? What's the din? Hareza Tmura Soilo Ushlamim Mahu. What's the din? Amar Abaye, Boha Bada Moide Rab Meir. It's Chal Tmura Soilo Ushlamim. The din is Tira Shetisar V'Timacher. Yavid Ben Echetz Yod Mechetz Yishlamim. Like Rashi explained within Rabbi Yossi. And the captain is coming Tchilo Dvar B'Kayom. So Rab Meir would agree. Amar Abaye, Boha Bada Moide Rab Meir. Why with time Ad Abaye? So when do they argue? When do they argue? Hanukkah says, I raise it tomorrow, so it's tomorrow shlam. How would you punctuate that? In English. How would you? I raise it tomorrow, so it's tomorrow shlam. With a semicolon, no? I raise it tomorrow, so semicolon, tomorrow shlam. So the Tanaim have a machlekes, but the halacha recognizes a semicolon. Do we consider it one big sentence? Or do we say it's two different sentences? What do you mean semicolon? Two different sentences. So Rav Meir, that's the shayla. Rav Meir holds both Losh and Rishon. They're two different sentences. I said Harezu. If he would have said Harezu Tmuras Oilo Ushlamim, it's clearly one sentence. One sentence says Harezu Shneihem. If he has an oil and a shlamim, if he doesn't have any oil and shlamim, nothing is chal. Neither is chal. He is an owner of a shlamim and an oil. Or a friend of his, or an enemy of his, whatever, has an oil and a shlamim at home, and he gave him permission to make tmura. You shouldn't have given him permission. If without permission, I can't say harezu tachazu on someone else's behemoth. So let's say someone else has an oil ushlamim, and he gives me permission to make tmura. And I say harezu tmura soil ushlamim. So that's one sentence. Rabbi claims that even Rav Meir is moida. Dvarav kayamim, it'll be chal both. When is there a machloikes? If he says it like this, harezu tmura soil, semicolon, tmura shlamim. If he says harezu tmura soil, harezu tmura shlamim. There's clearly two different sentences. So then Rabbi Yossi will also agree, even on Lekach Miskavim Etchila, but he said first the first sentence, then he said the second sentence. So the first one is Chal. The first one is Chal, so there's no room for the second one to be Chal. The first one is not a mistake, that's what he wanted. He wanted to say, I raise it Tmura Soilo. So he said it already. But if he said, I raise it Tmura Soilo, Tmura Shlomim. So it's not one long sentence, it's a semicolon in the middle. So Rav Meir does not recognize semicolons as one big sentence. He says Tfos Loshen Rishon. They're two different Alpidin, two different sentences, and the first one is Chal, and there's no room for the second one to be Chal. And Rabbi Yossi says Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitfas. The halacha recognizes a sentence that's formulated in such a fashion with a semicolon in the middle as one sentence. The halacha recognizes it as one sentence. So the both chal, that's the equivalent, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the way he said it with the semicolon, that's the equivalent of saying, Areza Tmuras Oilo Ushlamim, that Rabbi Meir would also agree that it would have been Dvar of Kayam. So that's how the Gemara in the Darim understands, like Abba, the Gemara in the Darim understands, that's the Machlech Zemeir, Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara has a Tzushtab and a Geta Hataras and Darim, a totally different case about Hataras and Darim there.
Rabbi, is this the same issue as the with the two girsos, if there's a vav or not, who's Tmura Shlamim or not?
I raise a tmura soilu ut tmura shlamin. I don't know. If he says with a vav, I think everyone would agree that it's one sentence. That's the same as I raise a tmura soilu ut shlamin. It's one sentence. If it's one sentence, then Abai says everyone will agree that they're both chav. Dvarav kayam, they're both chav. I think the Gemara there in the Dorim that Rashi is understanding over here, and Tosis quotes Abai like that, the Gemara that understands that the Machlokes is whether Tvos Losh and Rishon of our the Gemara Dvarav Adam and Nitvas is working with the assumption that there is no Vav, that you only have a semicolon in between. And that's the Machlokes, whether the Halacha recognizes a semicolon as one long sentence, after Gemara Dvarav Adam and Nitvas, the second clause is part of the same sentence or not. Allah does not recognize that. It's considered two different sentences. So the first sentence is Gendik. So the first one wins. The first one is Chal. The second one is not Chal. So that's how Rashi learns over here. That's the Gemara Nedarim. That's what Tosfos quotes Abai is like that. Tosfos quotes Abu Rava Palagale. Tosfos quotes Rava doesn't agree. Okay. But that's how Abai learns the same as what Rashi learns. And then the Mishnah continues, if he changes his mind in between, if that's what he meant from the beginning, then the Yossi says, a sentence with a semicolon is one long sentence. But if he changed his mind after he made the first declaration, only Rabbi Yossi will agree that only the first one is chav. We were bothered with akasha, havai is akasha. And we ask the kasha, nimlach pshito, the Gemara thought he changed his mind tomorrow. First, today he says, I raise it tomorrow, so, and tomorrow he says, I raise it tomorrow, shalom. Gemara says, nimlach pshito. Of course, he can't, once he made tomorrow, he can't back out, he can't change his mind. And for the Gemara, the Yomar, apop nimlach terkidei dibikarmino. And Rabbi Yossi is telling us that you cannot change your mind from tomorrow terkidei dibikarmino. The Rambam would say, wonderful, that's what it says in the Gemara in the door. Marvelous. So our Gemara holds it can't be. Our Gemara is clearly against the Rambam's Girsa in the Dor. I'll be Pashtus. I don't know. You tell me all different shot. I'll be Pashtus. The Gemara is clearly in disagreement with the Rambam's Girsa in the Dor. So the Gemara asks, Lavinabal Nimlach Pshit, Ramapapa, but Nimlach Turke de Dibur Karminon, and Turke de Dibur should be Kolatar Kuluk a Dibur Dami. And Rabbi Yossi denies he holds Turke de Dibur, Lavke Dibur Dami and Tzmura. How can it be? The Gemara says, how can it be? There's no room to distinguish between Tmura and everything else. Gemara says, you're right. There are two kinds. Trei Terke Dibur. Tzvei Halachas. Abriska Teres. Tzvei Halachas. Two Terke Dibur. One he believes in, the other one he doesn't believe in. But the Gemara, the Pashtus, the whole Gemara from the beginning to the end. The Gemara says, a Terke Dibur, ki Dibur Dami to back out. If it would have been in the correct Terke Dibur, you would even be able to back out from the Tmura also. Terke Dibur, ki Dibur Dami.
Okay, yeah. It seems to explain that the Tokh Devira Katan is Latharish Dibura, as opposed to the Tokh Devira Gabo is really a Chazar, that that wasn't the Rasa Nishavim Akas.
Tokh Devira Katan is Latharish Dibura. What?
This is when it's Nimlach, meaning that means Tokh Devira Gabo. The diamond, come on, Nimla, how is it?
If he first says, how is it, Tmuras Oila? And then Nimlach, and he says, I changed my honor to be Oila and Shlom. Says, Mefar Zvara, so it still doesn't help. Still doesn't help. If it's Turk Lady, but Godless, no good. If a person speaks slowly, and it takes him a long time till he finishes a sentence, till he creates his voice, the sentence that he wants to say. So that's not Chazor, Terk de Dibur. He's speaking slowly. But we're talking a person already said what he has to say and he changes his mind. So even if his change of mind is not, he's not backing out fully from what he said before. He's Mefarish. He says, what I said before, I want it to be Tmura Soyba, but I also want it in addition to be a Tmura Shlom. So Tyson says the same thing. The same Nimlach. We treat that also as Nimlach, so it's not good. Even though it's not fully backing out from what he said before. Okay, maybe tomorrow I'd like to continue in the Gemara, and then after we finish all up a little more Gemara, maybe then we'll do, maybe we should try to learn the Gemara till the Mishnah. Try to do the Gemara till the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. And then we'll go over all the tesis that are important here. But the topic that tesis brings up is really a side topic. It's not really a hemshech of this topic. Okay. So tomorrow I'll give a normal shiur. And then Wednesday and Thursday I won't be around. Sunday I won't be here. But Monday morning I'll plan to be back. Okay.